Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and bring up anything that you want. The number 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. As we launch here into the third hour, it's Ian with you.
JJ.
And Mark.
Inviting you over to our website at freetalklive.com. Do head on over there. Get interactive in various different ways. You can actually control the content of the site. You find something online that you think's interesting, just submit it as show prep at freetalklive.com, and then other listeners will get to vote as to whether or not they like or dislike what it is that you've suggested. So head on over again to freetalklive.com, and you can get interactive there. We go to the phones and to the fun with your thoughts. Nike is on the line in Chicago. Nike, you're on Free Talk Live. Someone in Chicago? Maybe it's Mike?
Yeah, Nico. My name's Nico.
Nico! Okay, so the board op got it wrong. Anyway, apologies. Go ahead, Nico.
It's okay. I kind of wanted to... I'm a libertarian, but I sometimes like to ask questions, and I kind of wanted to talk about capitalism a little bit, and I was kind of wondering if the free market was completely, for sure, the best option, and do we know this for sure?
We don't know this for sure. We don't know this for sure. We'd have to try it to find out.
Yeah. Well, I guess my thing is, I wonder, is having organizations who are competing against each other in sort of a, you against me type of market, is that better than having, people working together to better everybody's lives?
Where is that happening?
Well, nowhere, and I'm not saying that anything, because I don't like the system that we live in, and I'm more of a libertarian because I don't believe in the monopoly of force, but I don't necessarily want to just say, well, I have a principled stand against something, so it's not necessarily the best option for people. And, I mean, just to say that libertarianism is good because nothing else works is kind of a fallacy, so I'm just trying to figure out, is this necessarily the best option? And I mean, are there any problems?
Well, okay, first of all, the free market doesn't prohibit cooperation. I mean, the free market is just openness of whatever you want to have happen happens, and there's no violent criminal gang around to, put a stop to it. I mean, that's essentially, we don't have a free market right now because the government people are out there and they will violently put you in a cage if you break their arbitrary rules. So there's no reason why you couldn't cooperate with other people rather than compete with them. It's just that in a free market, some people who are cooperating may end up coming to an impasse where they can no longer agree on how to cooperate, and they may decide to separate their ways. So, for instance, JJ, you operate Freekeen TV. You can go to tv.freekeen.com to see those episodes. But if somebody was on your show that was, and you're in charge of it, basically, you created the program and you produce it every week, and you come up with the scripts, and you're doing a lot of work. So if somebody on your crew said, well, I don't agree with the way you're doing this, you could talk about the disagreement. You could discuss it. You could try to come to some sort of a compromise if you value that person input enough.
Certainly.
But ultimately, it may come to a disagreement which is completely, insurmountable. And at that point, it would make sense for you to go your separate ways, for you to tell that person, well, if you can't agree with this particular viewpoint, that's all right. You can have your own show. Go ahead and start your own show. We don't need, we'd like your help here, but if you don't want to get in line with the way we're going with things, then take your own direction. Go off in your own direction. So cooperation works until it doesn't work anymore, right?
Yeah, I mean, the reason I like the free market is because I don't believe in a one-size-fits-all sort of mentality. I guess my concerns are, in the free market, how do you prevent economies from continually growing to the point where we're kind of almost extorting natural resources to the point where we just don't care anymore? And two, what is to prevent people from competing for a monopoly of force when you don't have...
All right, hold off on number two. We'll ask you about number two again. Regarding natural resources...
Right. If enough people didn't care about something, you're right, that thing wouldn't occur. Like, currently in today's society, we do not have in place the infrastructure to repel a Martian invasion. because enough people don't care about it. Some people care about it, but not enough of them. So in a free market, if enough people cared about something to be able to get together and protect certain lands from pollution and that kind of thing, then you'd have that. And frankly, you need fewer people in a free market to get together to do something than you do in a in the system we have today. The government, who is tasked with protecting lands, decides whether or not we're going to drill in Anwar, whether or not we're going to run a pipeline through sensitive areas.
And they frequently will decide in the favor of the big corporations.
They'll do whatever's convenient at the time.
But I don't know about you, but I've noticed that recently the whole green thing's become pretty popular, and so I don't think that there's any real worry that people in the marketplace wouldn't be interested in protecting the environment, because you see all these companies that are marketing things as green. The reason they're doing that is because they want your business, and they feel like the marketplace is saying, hey, we want things that, we want products and services that take ecology into mind.
I think the golden point of the free market is there's so many different ways to achieve so many different goals and the same goals. So let's say you wanted to protect the resources in your area. You and a whole bunch of other people that have that same value system could form some sort of co-op or structured organization, and you could buy it. And you could say, well, guess what? No, none of these resources are getting used by anyone. It's all going to be just forest or all whatever it is naturally. But the thing that is key about a free market is the startup, is the beginning. And starting a business, starting your own sort of enterprise is so easy. There's not the regulations and the licensing and all the fees and all the inspections and all those sorts of hoops you have to jump through. And you don't have to, what it all depends upon is your innovative ability and your ability to convince people to buy your product. And those who are most convincing will have the most sales. And it really comes down to who offers the best product and service. Now, a monopoly can occur. If you provide an amazing product that makes so many people happy, and they tell others about it, and the others buy your product, and they're happy too, well, there's nothing wrong with you having a monopoly if you're providing these people with exactly what they want at the price they're willing to pay.
Which is pretty unlikely.
It is unlikely.
Because eventually someone else is going to come along and offer something different or more innovative or whatever. They're going to see that you really would have to offer the perfect product at the perfect price and have no one dissatisfied in order to have that sort of a natural monopoly or whatever you want to call that. But it's certainly not the coercive style monopoly that we're used to today, where the government foists, say, one power company down on everybody. I can't start a competing power company. It's regulated out of business.
Let's talk about computers. I mean, when people think about monopolies, one of the first things they think about is Microsoft,
which is nonsense.
Well, it's not a monopoly, but look at its market share has diminished over the past decade.
Yeah,
Apple has, people are saying Apple is the best way to go. It doesn't get viruses or whatever it is that they say.
If you're looking to edit video, from what I've seen, Apple's a pretty good choice. If you're looking to do business stuff, Unix or Linux is a good choice.
Sure, and then they've got Ubuntu, and the adherents to that are as zealous as they could possibly.
But no one has to ask permission to create a new operating system. No one has to jump. There's no government operating system approval board. If you want to go ahead and program a new operating system, you just do it and you get it out there.
But in today's society, I believe that Microsoft is the closest to a natural monopoly. Even though natural monopolies cannot exist, it's the closest thing to a natural monopoly, and it's one of the things that people are concerned about.
I mean, I like the free market. Don't get me wrong. And right now, I feel like it's the best option. You know, I greatly support the Free State Project and everything you guys are doing, and I really do. I guess my main concern with the free market is I feel like a lot of people kind of act in ways that serve their self-interest. And I'm not talking about big corporations, because big corporations can't exist without, little people. But I'm talking about, everyday people. I mean, one of the reasons Apple is so big is because their prices are, I mean, they're a little higher, but they're not outrageous, because a lot of their work is done in sweatshops and stuff like that.
Well, first of all, you're absolutely correct.
Well, Apple's work isn't any different than any other computer company's work.
I'm not blaming it on Apple, but what I'm saying is...
Hold that thought. We can come back to you here in a moment, but you're right.
I'm just saying it's an even playing field.
people do have their own self-interest in mind when they make decisions. And, boy, thank goodness, if you didn't, you might starve. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You got to take care of yourself first before you can help others, right? 1-855-450-3733. We'll talk more about it here with Nico in a moment. You can also take control, bring up anything. It is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Americans are losing their wealth. People are rioting in the streets. For years, the American people have ignored the assaults on our liberty. The book in plain sight, The Disregarded Truth, not only reveals the truths and the deceptive tactics that have caused the decline of our liberty, but also identifies and explains how we, the American people, can restart what was once a free America. It's time to wake up, protect our liberty, and return the government back to its proper role. It's time to know the truth. Order in plain sight, The Disregarded Truth, today at Amazon.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. All you have to do is dial into the toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-855-450-3733-855-450-FREE. here with you tonight. It's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
And you can join us on our website. Go to freetalklive.com, and you'll find the mobile site, by the way, is m.freetalklive.com. Quick access there to our live streams and podcast, m.freetalklive.com.
Are you smoking on a cigarette right now? Did you just crush one out in the ashtray? How do your lungs feel? You could have an entirely different experience. I remember when I was a smoker and, you know, I'd feel my lungs and I'd be saying, I don't feel healthy. I don't feel as healthy as I want to. E-cigarettes. The e-cigarette made by Vaporsmiths.com is one of the best-made e-cigarettes in the market today. E-cigarettes are significantly healthier for you. They don't contain the carcinogens that the tobacco companies put in tobacco. And they're significantly less costly, and you can vaporize just about anywhere. You don't have to go out and stand out in the rain next to the dumpster at work any longer. You can get 40 cartomizers. Those are the things that contain the nicotine. They contain as much nicotine as a pack of cigarettes for $70. You know you can't get 40 packs of cigarettes for $70. So you can buy those 40 cartomizers. They'll give you a free starter kit that has two e-cigarettes and a charger. You can get it in whatever flavor you want, reds, Turkish, classics, menthol, cloves, and then, you know, food flavors, cherry, vanilla, strawberry, whatever you want. The Vaporsmith vaporizer has a larger booster in it that allows you to get a good pull so that you have a satisfying experience when you vaporize from it. Just go to Vaporsmiths.com, use coupon code FTL. When you buy 40 cartomizers, you'll get a free starter kit and free shipping. What better deal could you possibly want? Coupon code FTL, Vaporsmiths.com, or you can call 855-2-GET-VAPOR. It's 855-2-GET-VAPOR. It's a toll-free call. Use mention Free Talk Live. Get the free starter kit. Get free shipping at 855-2-GET-VAPOR, Vaporsmiths.com.
We've got Nico on the line in Chicago. He's got some good issues that he's bringing up here. Good discussion, I think, thus far about the free marketplace and some questions about human nature. Now, Nico, are you there with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
You had mentioned a moment ago that it's your observation that people are very concerned with themselves, and that that brings you some level of concern about the idea of a free marketplace, and I thought it was important to address that, because you're absolutely right. I mean, people are very interested in themselves. If you ever want to put this to a test, all you have to do is talk to somebody you don't know and ask them questions about themselves, and they will happily tell you everything that they want you to know about
often.
Them. Yeah. It's just the way people are, and it's expected that if you are interested in only yourself, well, that you wouldn't be interested in someone else. But that's not true. You can be interested in other people because you realize that you live in a social world, and that if you don't help others get what they want, then you're ultimately not going to get what you want. So, for instance, I moved here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, and I've gone to more trials than I can possibly count. It's not because I like going to trials. It's because I know that if I don't support other people in their activism efforts, how could I ever expect anyone to support me in mine? And so even though we are interested in ourselves, ultimately we're very social animals, and we have to be interested in the well-being of other people as well so we can take care of ourselves. Does that make any sense?
I mean, it makes sense. But it's a natural human desire to always want more. And when you have more, then you want more than that. And so, like, every year, people want the newest thing, the biggest thing, the fastest thing. And, you know, sometimes we'll take the newest, biggest, fastest thing for a cheap price at the expense of, you know, outsourcing those jobs to places where working conditions aren't good or, you know.
I get your concern here, but to understand places where working conditions aren't good, you need to look at it not from the United States in 2012, but take a look at it from this country at its birth in the 18th century. I mean, many of these countries are coming out. We're all on different timelines here. Just because you've got a car and a toilet and all those other things doesn't mean that those people who are living on the farms in China or wherever have those things. So if you don't put those people to work in conditions that you would find abhorrent, but our forefathers would have found frankly palatial, then you don't give them the opportunity to get off those dirt farms. This is the defense for what for sweatshops, and I will often state it because I think it's very important. Just because they have conditions, and I don't know what a sweatshop is like, you know, like what that draws up in everybody's mind, but just because they have 12-hour work weeks, 6 days a week in a place that doesn't have air conditioning, and, you know, they don't get enough breaks or whatever it is that a sweatshop might be, that if you call in sick too often, you get fired. Those people, otherwise, the reason that they take those crappy conditions isn't because somebody's holding a gun to their head. It's just the opposite. It's because they have the freedom to go back home to the farm where they can scratch a living out of the earth with homemade wooden implements.
They see it as a step up. Now, that's not to say that you can't have a positive effect on those folks. Like, for instance...
Sure, buy the products.
Well, no. But what I mean is, like, they'll look at people who are very curious about other working conditions around the world will investigate corporations, and they'll find out, well, who are your suppliers? And they'll go and check out the suppliers, and they'll look at the conditions in which those folks are working, and they'll come back to, say, Walmart or Target, and they'll say, hey, did you realize that, you know, these people are working under these conditions? Can you do something about that? And in some cases, these companies, under the pressure of the marketplace, are willing to increase the pay or increase the conditions, you know, to make them better for those workers. But I think Mark's point is ultimately...
But then, when they do that, they often create cartels among those workers that then, you know, they'll work through nepotism. Their sons and daughters and their friends and family will get jobs there. They'll keep out and exclude other groups who will then have to work in other conditions. This is what often happens with, say, free trade, the fair trade coffee. Well, I mean, yeah, there's some farms that produce fair trade coffee, but there are other farms that then don't. What if I work on one of the ones that doesn't, but I want to upgrade to the ones that do? I can't get in there.
I mean, I guess all I'm saying, because, you know, I don't know how great the whole sweatshop example is. I'm not really an avid opponent of Walmart or whatever. You know, I like Walmart. It's a nice place to go. But there are a lot of people who don't like Walmart because it puts a lot of people out of business who then have to go to work for Walmart at lower wages and things like that. And I mean, I understand their concern, but what I don't understand is these people will say, we don't want Walmart in this town. You know, it puts people out of business. But then when Walmart comes into town, they will shop at Walmart because it has cheaper prices.
It's well, they're hypocrites.
Like, right.
But
aside from that, I think it's kind of a myth that Walmart puts people out of business. If you can't compete, then you go out of business. So, for instance, when I was working at Kmart in the late 1990s, a Walmart did open up down the street, and sure enough, Kmart ended up going out of business. Hey, they couldn't compete with Walmart. That's the way things go. But there's here in town, there's a Walmart, and they sell bicycles, and just down the street from that Walmart is an independent bicycle shop called Andy's Cycles, and Andy's Cycles is doing just fine. Why? Well, because they've got the expertise. They've got the service.
Right.
And they know what the hell they're doing. They're not just some guy in, like me, in a smock, standing around trying to, oh, I don't know, let me get you the parts manual or something like that. You know, there's a big difference in service, and that makes a difference for people. Nico, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Feel free to call back some other time with more questions and issues. Always good questions from that guy. 855-453, Free Talk Live.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to myfreesurvivalcourse.com and claim your free urban survival mini course that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part urban survival mini course at myfreesurvivalcourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. Myfreesurvivalcourse.com. Myfreesurvivalcourse.com. Or call 866-505-7934. 866-505-7934. You'll be glad you did.
Don't answer it. If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll free. 855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the various features you will find there. We give them away. And those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing that they're listeners of the program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com, and you can see that there. And if you're a lady listener, get details on how to become part of the Shrine. Shrine.freetalklive.com.
If some kind of natural disaster occurs, you don't want to be relying on your neighbors to take care of your family. That would be, well, pathetic and wrong. You want to be prepared in that instance and even be able to help out your neighbors. WiseFoodStorage.com makes it easy for you. They have pre-prepared foods that are good, that have shelf lives of 25 years. They come in metal Mylar pouches. You just add water, you can prepare it right in the pouch, you can serve up to four people. They come in plastic. These metal Mylar pouches come in plastic totes that you could stack up in your garage or basement or cellar or wherever is convenient for you. And you can be ready. You'll have the assurance that when some kind of natural disaster occurs, or, you know, food shortages, unemployment, inflation, whatever it might be, that your family is covered for whatever period of time. Some people want, you know, 2 weeks worth of food. Some people want 2 years worth of food. And you just don't know. I understand. I recommend wisefoodstorage.com. Get a free entree sample. Test it out. See how you like it. All you have to do is go to wisefoodstorage.com. Right there at the top of the page, you can click on it, give them a little bit of information so they can ship it to you, mention Free Talk Live, or you can call 855-FOOD-WISE. It's 855-FOOD-WISE or wisefoodstorage.com. Then when you order, use coupon code FTL. Coupon code FTL will get you free shipping. This is bulky stuff, and you want free shipping. Wisefoodstorage.com. 855-FOOD-WISE.
To the phones, to the fun. Talk to Dan listening in Grand Rapids, Minnesota, to WNMT. Hello, Dan. You're on Free Talk Live at the NJJ and Mark. You got to turn down your radio if you don't.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, did you turn that down?
Yeah, I did.
All right, cool. All right, yeah, whenever you're on hold, always listen to the phone. That way there's no confusion. Anyway, go ahead with your thoughts.
I would like to say that I would like to, if Ron Paul and legalizing pot, it should be done. Period.
What's that?
Legalizing pot should be done.
Absolutely.
That's why I'm voting for Ron Paul.
Excellent. And it, not only that, but decriminalizing everything should be done as well. Not only pot, but all other drugs, prescription medications, prostitution, gambling, guns, all of that stuff should be decriminalized. Don't you agree?
Exactly. Yeah.
You the man.
Yeah, this country is just, I tell you what, every day I go to work and I work hard, man, every day. I'm paying my taxes, all right?
You're paying their taxes.
I'm thinking something is wrong here.
No doubt, man. No doubt. So what if Ron Paul doesn't win? Then what?
You know what? I'm going to move to Canada.
Oh, go halfway. Go to New Hampshire.
Well, maybe. I don't know. I got a buddy living out there in Rhode Island. He thinks it's just as bad out there as it is anywhere else.
Rhode Island is bad.
It is just as bad in Rhode Island. As a matter of fact,
is
it's
it
worse.
Really?
Rhode Island was actually excluded from the Free State Project's list of states.
Really?
It was because
That's
of corruption.
Yeah. Right, because it's one of the most corrupt states in the entire union, Rhode Island.
Right. Well, I didn't know that because I'm not from the East Coast. You guys, I'm out here in the middle of the woods burning fire right now with firewood, you know.
You can do that in New Hampshire, too.
I heat my home with wood.
Yeah.
I used to split it all with hand, but I bought a splitter.
You know, I didn't know. I don't know how it went, but there were actually some hearings today. I unfortunately was not able to make it to them in New Hampshire at the State House. There was some marijuana decriminalization sorts of hearings going on. There was a legalization one, I think, last week. There was a decriminalization one today.
Yeah.
And there was actually a hearing.
There's nothing wrong with that stuff at all. I go to work every day. Yeah, I smoke a little weed, but you know what? Who cares?
I heard you, brother, that there's millions of Americans who agree with you and are on board.
And you know what it does? It settles my stomach down, settles me down. I go into work, and I'm mellow. And
what kind of job do you do? I don't know if you want to tell us that much.
I say that over the airwaves.
Yeah,
okay, don't bother.
No, you don't have
to. What do you think I do? Tell me what you think I do.
Are you using
carve wooden dolls.
Are you using heavy machinery?
I am a car salesman.
Okay. Interesting.
Well, you're probably not endangering any lives there.
That seems
I'm
like a safe.
I'm actually a Cadillac car salesman. I sell new Cadillacs, and I tell you what, I shoot deer right down my driveway. I shoot ducks out my front yard. I catch walleyes off my dock. And I live off the land. I work hard every day, pay my tax.
Give us a good used car salesman story.
What's that?
Give us a good used car salesman story.
Doesn't sound used.
I sold two today.
I thought he said he was a used car salesman.
No, he said he was a car salesman.
Oh, okay.
It's not the same thing.
So give me
a
good...
I'm a new car salesman. I worked at a Cadillac dealership up here.
You have just given it all away, man.
Yeah.
You have just it all away. But now, are there people at your workplace that know that you're a cannabis user? Or have you hidden it from them all?
Some of us do, some of us don't.
Right. So you've hidden it from the straight-edge ones, but you know that there are other salesmen.
Grew up in the 70s, they do, and they still admit to it. But you know what? I want to grow it here soon because it should be legalized.
I wouldn't talk about that on the radio.
Willie Nelson believes in legalizing it, tax it, get this government out of the rut we're in.
Dan, I heard
you.
Him
off the radio before.
Thanks for the call. Yeah, I don't want you to get arrested, Dan. So we're going to let you go. You've given up way too much information about yourself and your intention to grow marijuana. Thank you for the call. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
Yeah,
it's a big station, WNMT. There's a lot of people out there listening.
I love people that are willing to be open and honest on the air.
Me too.
I'm just a little scared.
Yeah, well, he sounds like the kind of guy I could get along with, no doubt about that. By the way, in other New Hampshire activism, kind of inside the system related news, there was another hearing today that the proposal is to stop the DUI checkpoints.
Interesting.
Yeah, I have no idea if it's going to go anywhere, but just to give you an example, some of the things that are at least on the table to talk about, how many other states are people bringing up? Hey, let's cut out this whole DUI checkpoint thing. It's unconstitutional. It's wrong. Basically, the position of the person who submitted the legislation is this is completely illegal. Like you aren't supposed to be doing this. It's not constitutional what you're doing.
The chiefs of police came out for that one.
Oh, you better believe they did. But I think it's interesting that these things are happening and that these issues are being discussed because I consider it a pretty unique proposition. And we can make more of this happen here with more people moving to New Hampshire and getting active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. So again, I'll throw out the question again. Is there anyone else with a better idea? Is there something else that would be more effective than concentrating activism in one area? Well, now, again, you could concentrate activism in different areas. You could say, well, you should concentrate it in Tennessee. Go ahead and try that. Let us know how it works out. We've been doing this.
This is pretty hard to do,
right.
And a lot of work has been done up to this point.
A lot of work and money has been spent on marketing this Free State Project idea.
So wherever your Free State Project idea is great idea, good luck with it, but it probably isn't going to pan out. A lot of them haven't. But you asked for better ideas, and what that draws to mind is the Erickson Council, where these people are going to get together, build these boats that create their own power, grow their own food, and they have these staple platforms where they can, tootle around the world and not have to worry about any particular government.
It's a neat idea, and once there's a proof of concept for it, I think it'll be a little more viable.
Absolutely, and that's the huge advantage the Free State Project has. Yeah. Like, you can move here today, and you will be surrounded by liberty activists that...
Give me something that's not out into the future. Give me something that's happening now.
Well, you said a better idea, and the Erickson Council is, in fact, an idea. It is not a reality yet. It may very well be by the end of the year.
I appreciate dreamers, and I think the world needs to have
somebody dreamed up the Free State Project.
That's true. Although the Free State Project idea had been thought of prior to the Free State Project, it's not a new idea.
Well, not particularly, no.
I can't see a better idea for physical, but I like what's happening on the Internet with, like, let's say the Anonymous and sort of individuals grouping together on the Internet to do activism-type work.
Yeah, that's been shown to be effective.
Yeah, whether it's highlighting certain issues or basically doing sit-ins at various websites.
Right, people doing things in a group makes a difference, whether it's something like Anonymous or whether it's the people in Occupy Oakland crashing into the city council or the city building and causing trouble there. I don't think that we're going to be approaching it from that perspective.
Yeah,
around here. But it does show that when you get numbers together, you can do things that heretofore have been impossible. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Time enough for your thoughts coming up here in the remaining moments, which are next. It is Free Talk Live. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
Get in the zone. If your car's battery is over 4 years old, it could be living on borrowed time. And they always seem to fail at the worst possible time. So get yours checked today, free, at AutoZone. And if you need a new one, get Duralast. Duralast batteries are proven tough and built with patented technologies, so you can count on them all year long in any weather. And they're only at AutoZone. So get your battery tested today, because parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone.
AutoZone.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later... and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. And enough time for you and your thoughts at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. And enjoy the features that we give to you there. And if you want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us. Head over to shop.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through the shopping links, you'll find at shop.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. It's that easy. You're normally shopping at Amazon anyway, most likely, if you're online. If you've ever shopped online, odds are good you've gone through Amazon. So you're getting the same great Amazon deals that you're used to, the huge selection, even used items, dozens of categories. You're just starting it through our affiliate link, so therefore Free Talk Live gets a portion of Amazon's profits rather than them getting 100% of it. So go and get your shopping done and help Free Talk Live at the same time. Shop.freetalklive.com. So, 855-453 is the number here. Now, we were talking about the Free State Project and it being a solution to achieving liberty in our lifetime. In fact, it's not pie in the sky. We're seeing it work. We're seeing a dozen free staters, so-called, been elected to the state representative seats here in
more than a dozen.
New Hampshire, more than a dozen. And these are there
and
are 400
I think even more
seats.
Importantly, the Free State Project has ignited the liberty movement inside of New Hampshire that was already in existence. It bolstered them and gave them strength. And
right.
The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, which is an organization that was put together at least in part by Free Staters, has endorsed more than like 125 state reps, and that means a quarter of the House in New Hampshire, a quarter of the lawmaking body, the people's lawmaking body in the state of New Hampshire is, the people are liberty-oriented.
Right. They're not principled necessarily. Those endorsements don't mean they're going to vote the right way every time.
They're about 80% and up.
But they're more likely to vote in favor of freedom than
80% is generally going to shrink the size of government rather than grow it, is from what I can tell.
Yeah, and you've seen, this last budget, they cut like 12% out or something like that from the state budget?
Yeah, I think so. I can't remember what the number was, but they did have a real success.
And of course, a lot of people scream and holler when these things happen. And as I pointed out, when you start to threaten the status quo, the people who support the status quo start to get very loud and very upset about that, whether it's to go and threaten, DUI checkpoints and the police come out, or talk about medical marijuana and the police come out and testify against it. In fact, former cop Brad Jardis tells us that any time you have any kind of legislation that will change the status quo, the police will come out and testify against it because they love power and they love enforcing it.
It's in their self-interest to maintain the status quo.
Right. Oh, status quo means bigger government over time. Yep. And more power and more money flowing to their departments. So it's no easy road, even within the system, to change things. And Seth Cohn is someone who is, we're familiar with Seth. He's a Free State Project participant. Mm-hmm. He got himself elected, I think it was 2010 when he was elected, as a state representative.
Swept in the Republican tide. The Tea Party tide.
Seth Cohn has written a reply to somebody who is calling out the Free Staters in the State House. Now, this is the original letter that says the following. I'm writing to ask that my local representatives and their peers take back the House from the crazies. Every day there's new nonsense floated from the far right. The Free Staters seem to be passing out the Kool-Aid. Magna Carta citations? Guns without registration? Guns on campuses? Return the dropout age of our high schools to 16? Let parents design custom curricula for their children? It's sickening.
Dear God, parents having some kind of say in what their children are taught.
Wow, freedom. It's gross.
People being able to protect themselves.
Restore common sense to the chamber, the person says. And Seth responds to this, saying,
common sense is that the government will grow and become more tyrannical. I will agree with that much.
On behalf of the Free Staters in the House, all dozen or so of us, I don't think any of us possess Bengali-like powers to entrance a majority of the other 388 members of the House. I must clarify some things, he says. Number one, I don't consider myself far right, being in favor of same-sex marriage, drug legalization, strong civil liberty stances, and other issues not commonly considered right at all. And while frequently smiling and a bit rotund, I promise never to break through walls to serve up Kool-Aid of any flavor, neither blue nor red. Free Staters don't even always agree with each other. Number two, the Magna Carta bills had no Free Stater sponsors. In fact, I privately said to one of the sponsors last week, you realize they'll call you a Free Stater now. In jest, and voila,
viola.
He says, I voted to recommend to kill this bill, by the way, as well in committee, just to be clear. Number three, New Hampshire does not have gun registration at all. We allow nearly anyone, even mere minutes in the state, to be handed a gun by anyone and to wear it proudly and visibly. No permit, no license, no training. That is current law. If you're referring to what is called by some constitutional carry, that is, no permit needed to carry concealed, have you ever been to Vermont? Vermont allows this right now, and has for years. I don't read any tales about the vast crime waves or blood in the streets of Vermont. Do you? By the way, no Free Stater sponsors on that bill either. Four. As for guns on campuses, it was the intent of the sponsors to clarify what
he's poning this dude.
Again, already existing.
He's never even going to read this response, but, whatever.
I believe it was an email that was sent to this person.
Okay.
Anyway, as for guns on campuses, it was the intent of the sponsors to clarify what is, again, already existing law, that like towns and cities now, campuses and other public venues do not have the authority to control firearms without the direct legislative authority to do so. But either way, again, no Free Stater sponsors on this bill. Number five, I believe you're referring to last year's HB 429 that would be permitting a child of 16 years of age or older to withdraw from school with parental permission, which was killed in the Senate, because just recently they had upped that to 18. Like within the last couple of years, that went to 18. It was 16 and went up to 18. And he says, and once again, no Free Staters were sponsors of that bill. And finally, there's another bill which, despite having a single sponsor, you guessed it, not a free stater, saw multiple revisions of its text, all seeking to restore parental rights guaranteed by multiple Supreme Court decisions going back to 1929, amended and worked on repeatedly in both the Senate and the House by the combined efforts of many diverse individuals, including myself and early House activity, and finally having been vetoed by the governor, requiring a supermajority to override and pass into law. Your description of the bill is incorrect. It allows, based on parental objection, for a parent to work with a school district and find a mutually agreeable replacement for which the parent will pay 100% of the costs. What exactly do you object to there? If the parent has taken the time, energy, and the full cost to be involved in their child's education, and the school district has not only continued input, but can object to any proposed alternatives as well. And so he goes on to talk further about that. But I think it's interesting that he, you know, basically just demolishes all of the objections.
Well, I think the first and most important interesting part of this is, who has ever written anything to their legislator and gotten a personalized response talking about what it is that they talked about? I mean, you know, usually you'll get this form response
right.
That says,
thanks for your input.
Thank you for your concern on us dumping nuclear waste in the Mississippi River. I have, looked at both sides of this issue and decided it is the best course of action to dump as much nuclear waste in the Mississippi River as possible,
right.
And here's why. Like, they don't actually talk about anything that you've talked about.
By the way, this was a letter that was not sent directly to Seth. It was sent to all of the New Hampshire representatives.
It was a mass email.
So he responded to a mass email. It wasn't even specifically directed toward him. Also, in New Hampshire, when you want to get in touch with these people, the so-called representatives, you can usually call them at home. When you look at their information on the state website and it gives the phone number, 99 times out of 100, that's going to be an office line at their home.
Oh,
or their actual home number.
Just their home number.
Like, you'll call that number and a kid will answer.
Well, in my experience is it's the wife, because most of them tend to be older.
Well, there are men and women on the state.
Just my experience is what, largely that's what occurs.
Well, whoever's home is going to answer the phone. I've had everyone in the household answer when I've called these things.
But wouldn't you agree most reps are older, so therefore they don't have kids? They may have grandchildren in the house for whatever reason, but
I don't know, Mark. I'm just telling you, I've had kids answer the phone.
Okay.
So the point is, you can get in touch with these people. You can talk to them. You can influence them in the right direction. And indeed, they are being influenced, not only by people like Seth, who've actually been elected and are able to talk in front of these panels and these discussions, but in other ways as well, like the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance that you mentioned, Mark, where they're giving out what they call the gold standard, which is a sheet of voting recommendations. Because these people don't know anything for the most part. They're they're part-time legislators.
Yep.
It's $100 a year is what they get paid. They don't know what all the issues are, and they certainly don't know how to vote. So they get voting recommendations from the Democrats. The Democrats get voting recommendations from the Democrats. Republicans get voting recommendations from the Republicans. But up here, there's a third set of voting recommendations, and that's the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, where they hand out these gold-colored sheets with how you should vote if you want to vote in favor of liberty. Not a partisan thing, but a liberty voting recommendations.
Also, it puts the line in the sand. If you vote the other way, you're voting against liberty.
Right, right. I liked a lot of the interesting bills that have come up, too. I'm not saying that any of them are going to be passing, but the No Victim, No Crime bill,
some of them are going to pass.
Very interesting.
There's going to be speaking on that next week, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are expected to go up and talk about that, which would create what they call an affirmative defense. So you could use that in court, basically. You could say, hey, there's no victim. And that would be supposedly a reason enough to not be convicted. I don't know all the details on it, but again, we're just getting the ball rolling on this. This is already happening. We only have 1,000 free staters in New Hampshire.
It's less than a decade old.
Right. So going over to freestateproject.org. We'll see you tomorrow night at freetalklive.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Do you have paternity questions? In the past, paternity tests were usually expensive and results took weeks. Now, Identigene offers a DNA paternity test that is easy, affordable, and confidential. Identigene is fully accredited and is the only DNA paternity test kit trusted by America's Pharmacy. The Identigene kit is easy to use and contains everything you need. Answers are available in 2 days. For more information, go to Identigene.com. Look for Identigene at the drugstore. Identigene, test assured.